KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pakistan's preparing to host another round of U.S.-Iran talks at midweek, but questions persist about whether the talks will actually take place, especially given the American seizure of an Iranian cargo ship that the U.S. says was a blockade runner.
Even before this incident, Iranian officials had been responding with a stony silence to this swirl of media reports coming out of the United States, including from President Trump, that the talks would take place on Tuesday. But media here, aligned to the powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, had been saying that no decision to attend would be taken as long as the U.S. naval blockade of Iran's ports remained in force.
The BBC's Lise Doucette in Tehran. It's been a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites around London. British police investigating whether it's the work of Iranian proxies, specifically a group calling itself the Islamic Movement of the Companions of the Right.
As the conflict in the Middle East continues to evolve, counterterrorism policing and our partners remain alive to the threat of Iranian hostile activity in the UK. We are aware of public reporting that suggests this group may have links to Iran.
Vicki Evans with the London Metropolitan Police speaking with Sky News. Shreveport, Louisiana, the scene of the nation's deadliest shooting in more than 2 years. A man killed 8 children, including 7 of his own. He shot and wounded 2 women before he was shot dead by police. 3 University of Iowa students among 5 people injured. Yesterday's early morning shooting near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus. So far, there have been no arrests. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 283 points. NASDAQ futures off 130. This is SRN News. A new persecution report focuses on abductions.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the midst of the war in Iran, Christian ministries abroad continue spreading the gospel, and television's a big part of that. For 2 decades, Christian TV channels produced in the U.S. and Europe have made their way into Iranian homes. Thousands of satellite dishes dot the rooftops of Tehran and other Iranian cities, picking up signals originating far beyond Iran's borders, despite the government's opposition. Tracking who actually watches those channels is very difficult. This is SRN News. A word to the wise for anyone planning on booking a flight anytime soon.
Experts say booking earlier and staying flexible on dates, destinations, and departure airports can help reduce your cost. Packing light means avoiding rising baggage fees. Using airline points or signing up for a travel credit card are other ways to make flights more affordable. And officials caution consumers against purchasing basic economy tickets. Even though they are the cheapest, they may rule out refunds or credits if you need to cancel. Jason Walker reporting.
Elon Musk has been summoned to Paris, part of an investigation into alleged misconduct on the social media platform X. French authorities looking into the spread of child sexual abuse materials and deep fake content. Musk and a former ex-CEO invited for voluntary interviews. More details, SRNnews.com.